CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. A grim story of an accident in Italy, outside of Turin. Speeding train kills 5 rail workers in northern Italy accident, Al Jazeera reporting. Lorenzo, this happened at midnight. What do we know now, and what is being done about the 5 dead and the 2 who survived, the 2 injuries, to a work crew at midnight? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening to all the radio listeners. A very sad week here in Italy in terms of news. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens. Let me comment the latest news about this tragedy nearby Turin on the railway track between Milan and Turin in the low-speed line, where there is also another line, high-speed train. Happened at midnight. What I understood from the news is that the 2 survivors that were part of the team working at midnight at the station of Brandizzo are now under investigation. One of these was the team leader of the working team of the 5 guys that died. And the other one is the responsible on behalf of the national network. So according to the latest news, there was no reason why the 5 workers were already on the track, because it was known that there was still a train to pass the station of Brandizzo. So they started to work before the train passed. So it is important now for the investigator to understand why they started working before the train was due to pass. What I would like to add is that the morning after the tragedy, the president of the Italian Republic diverted his program. He was due to be in Turin, and he went to the station to bring flowers. He just said that to die on the working place is an outrage to civil cohabitation. I think he did made few words, but very, very touchy and important.
We go to the Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, within these last hours to Caivano. The reason the Prime Minister traveled to Caivano, which Lorenzo tells me is just north of Naples, she was accompanied by the Interior Minister, the Education Minister, and the Sports Minister because of extremely grim news of young women sexually assaulted by young men in and around an area known of great criminality. Lorenzo, is this a upsetting story in Italy? Is everybody talking about this story?
Absolutely, absolutely, John. Upsetting and something which is just shocking all the Italians, simply because that those that made the assault more than one time to 2 young girls, 11 and 13 years old, are below 18 years old. So this is, to a certain extent, the continuation of another tragedy similar to this one happened in Palermo, where young people, teenager or just above 18 years old, rape in 7 another lady. So Giorgia Meloni went immediately to Caivano, accepting the invitation of the priest of that quarter. And of course, she made a statement saying simply that there, in Caivano, the state has failed dramatically. And she took a commitment to, let's say, revert the situation, of course, restoring not only the civil cohabitation, but also whatever is necessary in terms of services to educate the young generation that today, unfortunately, are diverted by a lot of things that are very, very dangerous, like the alcohol consumption, the drug use, or the way to do violence just to show and exhibit them on social media.
We come now to a possibly related story. Giorgia Meloni has a daughter, and the father of that daughter is known as her partner. He's a TV star, Andrea Giambrono. And on his daily show, which is on one of the big channels, Lorenzo educates me, Channel 4, he made completely unacceptable and ignorant remarks about this assault in Sicily that Lorenzo just talked about. a young woman assaulted. His remarks were so unacceptable, it looks to be an outrage. Is he still on air? Has he apologized? What do we know, Lorenzo?
Well, let me say he's unacceptable twice. Unacceptable because he did a statement that are totally, totally against any ethical understanding of the situation. Second, because he is the companion of Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister, and he is the father of her daughter. So he tried to make a remediation the day after the program, trying to, let's say, qualify better what he was intended to say. But in my opinion, it was just an excuse because he did already the disaster. And I think that the silence of Giorgia Meloni about this speaks by itself. In my opinion, probably she has clarified the things with him in their house, in my opinion.
Abruzzo, which you tell me is east of Rome, I believe, east of Rome. And it's the scene of another sad story, but this one is not about human beings. It's about a bear. What happened?
Again, another sad story, John. Unfortunately, another demonstration of the stupidity of the human being. That area is famous for a special race of bear. They are not dangerous. Over the last 50 years, there was no incident to men due to an assault of this bear. So this bear was walking in a small village in that beautiful area, mountain area. It was also recorded by a mobile device with the two baby bears. And then the three left the village and likely entered the property of a 54-year-old man that is said to be scared about the presence of this bear. He took the rifle and shot the bear.
And there was,
in my opinion, this is not understandable.
Yes, the bear was not a threat, was well known. And the bear is now dead. One more story, but this one, a positive story at the end of summer. A new movie called Ferrari at the Venice Film Festival, starring a cast of American and Italian stars. This is about Ferrari, the man who is Ferrari, correct? Your master engineering reputation in Italy is built on Maserati and Ferrari and all the other engineering feats. I understand the movie already is a hit, but can anybody see it, or did it just show in Venice right now?
No, just shown in Venice. It was the prima yesterday at the Festival of Movie in Venice. That is a very famous festival. The cast of this movie is mainly American. Adam Driver, Penelope Cruz, Patrick Dempsey. I understood from reading the web that the critics welcome such movie with enthusiasm. And, you know, it's a story of a critical time of Enzo Ferrari when he was closer to go on bankruptcy with this company just founded 10 years before. The story is around 1957, 1959. So in my opinion, it will be a movie that many people will like to see because Enzo Ferrari remain an icon, not only for Italy, but for all the world for what he did.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.